Welcome to Loud and Clear, a podcast dedicated to amplifying the voices of women in music. I'm your host, Olivia Adams, and welcome to our series called YXE Divas, the artistic voices behind the Saskatoon Symphony Orchestra's upcoming show. As part of this series, I am interviewing each of the solo artists featured in this show, and we are releasing episodes as a lead up to the big event. Today, it is my pleasure to chat with Madison McLean.
Madison McLean was honored to be asked to sing as a YXE diva and is thrilled to be back on stage with the Saskatoon Symphony Orchestra at TCU Place. Madison has been a proud member of the Saskatoon Fireside Singers for over a decade and recently performed in the Saskatoon Fireside Singers' 50th anniversary along with the Saskatoon Symphony Orchestra. Madison's passion for her music and performing started at a young age, following in the footsteps of her older sister Colby. The two sisters shared their love of music at family concerts that transitioned into duets at the Saskatoon Music Festival, and many memorable moments singing together on TCU stage. Madison acknowledges that making beautiful music with her sister and the inspiring choir members has helped her to grow professionally and personally. She is currently teaching grade 4 at Father Vachon School and is blessed to share her musical gifts with her students. Madison is thankful for the love and support from her family and friends, especially from her number one fan and soon-to-be husband, Daniel.
Welcome, Madison. I'm so excited to chat with you today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Olivia. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Good. Thank you for having me on your podcast. I'm really excited to be here and something new for me. So I'm looking forward to the questions you have for me today.
Well, I like to start all of my interviews off with the very same question. And that is, what led you down the path of becoming a musician?
I feel like there wasn't really a path per se, more so generations and just blood background. Both sides of my parents actually come from musical backgrounds. So my mom's grandma, my nanny Pat, bless her wonderful soul. She was always singing, always dancing, tip-tapping her toes to music. So music has been a big part of my life from both my mom's side and my dad's side. My dad's mom, my Baba, actually was a phenomenal Ukrainian singer. She came from Ukraine and was always singing, making up some tunes on the spot, but was always harmonizing to music as well. So yeah, I feel like it's just been kind of in my blood and just with being immersed within music around me and from my family members growing up, not only just my grandparents and my parents singing, but also my cousins and every kid and cousins, when we get together, we always put like little concerts together and they were horrendous, but we entertained our parents and grandparents. So yeah, so music has always just been a big part of my life since I was born.
I love that. It's so interesting because some people feel like they've chosen the path and some people feel like the path chose them
a little bit. You know? That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
And I can relate to the, like, you know, having put on concerts, we did plays in our family. It was like our poor parents, you know.
Yeah. Did you write your own scripts too?
Oh yeah. I'm sure I don't know. We made them up.
Grabbing a towel and wrapping it around.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I first heard you sing as part of the Fireside Singers and attending Christmas memory shows. I love doing that, especially my mom and I love going to the Christmas memory show. And I wonder if you could talk about your experience singing in choirs, because that's been, from what I see, like such a big part of your musical journey.
For sure. I was very shy growing up. So actually being able to share my passion amongst others who also really enjoy music actually ended up making me feel a lot more comfortable than right off the hop doing the solo work. But I love singing with other people that love the passion of music as much as I do. And I actually started singing in a group called the Choirliers many years ago when I was in elementary school with Lorna Roblin. And I absolutely loved it. It was a great kind of stepping stone into the music world and just, yeah, like immersing myself amongst other people who also enjoy singing. And then that kind of transitioned into singing with the Fireside Singers. And I mentioned it in my bio, but literally whatever my older sister did, I had to follow her footsteps. So she sang with the Choirliers. I joined the Choirliers. She then joined Fireside. So I, of course, had to join Fireside. And I'm really glad I was kind of following her footsteps in all of these musical paths or journeys. But it's always been a very enjoyable time being able to share that with other people and being able to learn how to blend properly with others that share different vocal tonations and stuff too. So I've really enjoyed singing with Fireside and starting at a young age with the Choirliers and even down to singing at church masses and stuff with the church choir. So yeah, I've really enjoyed all the different choirs that I've participated in.
Yeah, that's so interesting because a lot of vocalists and singers that do solo work don't love singing in choir, like that blending of voices. But I'm with you in that I think it's really important. I think it really matters. And I wonder if you could talk to that, like how is that experience different when you're singing solo versus singing in a group and sort of your reflections on that?
Well, I think it helped to actually start with singing in choirs rather than start by singing solo and kind of familiarizing how I can blend with others before just figuring out my own confidence and singing by myself. But I have really enjoyed kind of going between singing with the Fireside Singers and then doing music festival with Marilyn Whitehead growing up, and having that ability to kind of step out of my comfort zone and sing solo, and then coming back and using the tips and tricks that Marilyn and the adjudicators have given me to then bringing it back into the choir, and being able to kind of change your tone of voice too when you're singing, and changing your vibrato and how you can mix and blend with others, and then just letting it loose on your own when you're singing solo has been really enjoyable. So it's lots of tips and tricks have been given for singing solo as well in the choir, but I've really enjoyed every part of it.
That's wonderful. Well, you also have lots of experience in musical theater. Am I right?
Yes, lots.
A number of roles on the Saskatoon stages. Can you tell us what got you into theater and what's been enjoyable? What's been an enjoyable role in that?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I just kind of said, I ended up growing up under the voice, or I should say being in the voice studio of Marilyn Whitehead. And she actually introduced me to the Saskatoon Music Festival. And actually musical theater is one of the categories that I was always placed in with Marilyn. And it was actually by far one of my favorites. I'm not going to lie. I really loved the ability of kind of becoming somebody who I'm not and just kind of exploring different parts of my own traits that I maybe don't like to share with the world every day. But I really liked the ability of just kind of pretending to be somebody else for a minute. And then, you know, to be able to take that from musical theater with the Saskatoon Music Festival to then bringing that into the Fireside Singers and having so many opportunities to play many different roles has been incredible and just a wonderful gift that Marilyn has gifted me. And many memories have been created and a lot of roles have been placed in my hands, which have been absolutely lovely. But I would have to say my favorite is definitely Esmeralda from The Hunchback of Notre Dame. It was by far one of my favorites for many reasons. Number one, I mean, the music is incredible in that musical, but I also really enjoyed learning. I'm not a dancer, I should say, but I really enjoyed learning a lot of the new dance moves and choreo from Kelsey Stone, our wonderful choreographer. But also I really appreciated learning more about the character Esmeralda and how, even though I say, you know, I can become different characters of people who maybe I don't have similar traits into my own personality, but I felt like I could really connect to Esmeralda with being more of a caring, kind person. And I really enjoyed the view of equality that Esmeralda had. So I really enjoyed playing that role many years ago at TCU and with the Fireside Singers. So yeah, I've been gifted a lot of different opportunities, but that was by far one of my favorites.
That's amazing. And for the listeners that don't know, the Fireside Singers is in Saskatoon and they do a big Christmas production in the fall semester leading up to Christmas. And then in the spring, they do a full musical, like a full Broadway musical. Yeah. And it's this phenomenal experience. And you guys always sell out. I feel like it's always a fight to get tickets.
We always do pretty well from what I can see. I mean, I can't see the entire auditorium when I'm on stage with all the bright lights, but I can always tell that it's typically pretty full, which is great. So
yeah. And it's really amazing production. And how long has Fireside Singers been?
We just actually celebrated our 50th anniversary.
That's right. That's right.
So I haven't been in it quite that long, but
right.
but I've been definitely in Fireside for over a decade. So
yeah,
and I haven't missed a performance since I joined, and I will keep going with Marilyn as long as she keeps going. I think the rest of us are going to continue. So.
So amazing. What a legacy she's built in Saskatoon, sure. Truly.
She's literally like a magical musical unicorn. she's unreal. She's a wonderful human being and I've learned so much from her. So
yeah. And then too, it was a choir that started in her living room, I think. And now it's hundreds of voices. Like it's amazing. Yeah.
And to hear too, like I joined right after their very first musical, Children of Eden. Mm-hmm. And I joined 2 years after that, after Joseph. And anyways, but to hear that they used to just stand still, like the choir members used to stand still for a few hours and wouldn't have costume changes. And it blows my mind that Marilyn has taken such a drastic change and turn with her choir, but I think also for the better, because she's gained a lot of wonderful choir members and we've been able to accomplish many wonderful things as a group.
Yeah, it's a really big influence in the theater community in Saskatoon. It's amazing. So, oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Well, I'm going to sort of switch gears here, but how do you feel that collaboration with others affects your creative process as an artist, as a musician?
Yeah, I would say it's everything positive, which I have really enjoyed all the amazing opportunities from my first year in the music program at the U of S to then, like I said, being in music festival and doing some collaboration with different people who are accompanying me. And then having Fireside and now SSO and collaborating with so many new people and familiar faces as well that I haven't seen in a while. So I've enjoyed every opportunity of it. And I take every opportunity as a learning moment, as learning new techniques, a lesson per se. And I hope that I've been able to kind of share some tips and tricks with others as well and just continue collaborating and growing more in the musical world.
Well, and you're also a school teacher, right, as well. And you sort of balance this on top of being an amazing musician. I wonder if you could talk to us what it looks like to balance both of those jobs. What's enjoyable? What's challenging? I know that you transfer your love of music to your students as mm-hmm. well. But then sort of what does it look like to balance those things?
It is incredible. I don't know how sometimes I get home and still have the ability to, you know, continue with Fireside rehearsals and stuff after a long day of work and singing as well with my kiddos. But I absolutely love being able to use my passion in the classroom, even though I'm not per se the music teacher of the whole school or the band teacher. Just being able to share it with my 30 little human bodies in my classroom is awesome. And I think the biggest thing that I have found that I really enjoy being able to share my passion with as a full-time teacher is being able to really help my students with emotional regulation by simply just listening to a certain song and having them really listen to the meaning and the lyrics and just helping them to kind of explore their own musical path and journey. But to be able to share that with my students, whether it's just simply creating a memory and singing a fun song, or like I said, being able to support a student in a challenging time with music has been incredible. And that has definitely brought many memories, positivity, and I should say more inspiration to continue doing what I do on a daily basis. Of course, it comes with challenges though, like after, like I said, working all day and then having to rush down in a performance week down to TCU right after work, somehow grab a bite to eat and then get right down to soundcheck and performance and lay my head down at night and then get right back into it the next day. Sometimes that can be challenging and hard on the body, but it's always so worth it. And I wouldn't change it for the world.
I was going to say that that would be really hard on the voice too.
Oh, for sure. I have a headset in my classroom, but you know, when you're wanting to sing a lot in the classroom and then go and perform in the evening, it is hard on the body, but just learning how to properly take care of yourself in those kind of challenging weeks when it is showtime. So
absolutely. Well, let's talk about your upcoming concert with the symphony, which is why I asked you to come onto the podcast. I wonder if you could let us in a little bit more on the program and the process and what can our audience look forward to?
Absolutely. So the YXC Divas are local Saskatoon artists that are, I should say, female artists specifically that are either returning to Saskatoon or are still currently living here as I am. But we're all coming together to share our passion with Saskatoon on stage at TCU coming up in April, which is really exciting. We're going to be hearing or performing, I should say, audience members will be hearing a lot of variety of genres of music, pop, some classical stuff. Some, there might be some rapping too, I had heard from someone else.
Yep.
So a good variety of things, which there'll be a little bit of something for everyone in the audience. Mm-hmm. And even for us to be sitting backstage and even enjoying it and listening, I'm looking forward to exploring and listening to some more genres. But so yeah, so it's a bunch of artists and we were given the opportunity to actually choose our own solo repertoire, which is kind of it was a challenge for me because there's so many great songs and to be given that opportunity to just choose what you want to sing. I really wanted it to be meaningful, not only to the audience, but for me to be able to give the best performance that I could. So I actually chose to sing a solo with the SSO. It's a song called Rise Up by Andra Day. It was a pop song a few years back. And I chose this song for many reasons. Definitely one being that it has impeccable lyrics. Just taking the music side and the instrument side, kind of taking that out and just listening to the words and the poem itself and the meaning behind why she wrote that song is incredible. So, you know, everyone is given kind of a roller coaster ride in life sometimes and some challenges. And at the end of the day, myself, I've experienced many challenges. And when I actually heard this song, I was in kind of one of my lower moments of life. And I listened to the lyrics and it really spoke to me that, you know, at the end of the day, we're all in this together. And I want to be able to share kind of that heartfelt feeling with the audience members. And hopefully I can make somebody else's life or that in that moment just a little bit brighter when I perform that song. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to being able to share that musical piece with the audience members and give it a little bit of comfort, some safety, and put a smile on someone's face and just make them feel that a sense of love. So yeah,
I love that.
That's one piece that I'll be singing. And then I'm actually singing a duet with Katarina. It's called The Prayer. And I'm really honored to be singing with her alongside everybody else, but specifically with Katarina, as her and I actually were under the same kind of vocal coach back in my first year of university with Gary Gable. So I'm really looking forward to singing alongside her and actually being able to perform together, which will be really fun. We're always doing a lot of solo work and technique work together in that first year, but never actually had the opportunity to sing with her, to do a duet with her. So I'm really looking forward to, again, share another beautiful piece that's filled with hope, love, and some inspiration.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's so great. I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to the show and the variety of music that's going to be present there. It's going to be really cool. I'm wondering, for you, most of your singing with the symphony has been done like with Fireside. Is this your first time doing it, doing something solo?
This is my first time doing anything besides Fireside.
Is it really?
Yeah. Fireside is definitely my comfort zone. And, you know, I've been asked to, like, are you going to step out of your box, just in your comfort zone a little bit, and kind of start exploring things? And I've just really enjoyed my time with Fireside. I really like the people. Yeah. And it's not that I don't want to go and explore that, because I know there's so many wonderful people here in Saskatoon, but definitely my comfort zone. And then when Mark reached out to me, I was like, actually stunned. I was very, very honored that, you know, he thought of me as someone who would be a good fit for this performance. So I'm really looking forward to checking off another item on my bucket list that I was a little too afraid to just step out of my own comfort zone and do it for myself. Rather, Mark is kind of doing it for me. So in the SSO. So I'm really looking forward to, again, being able to just share that passion in kind of a different way as a vocalist, and sharing a passion of music with wonderful musicians and a large group of musicians. So it'll be great. Yeah. And also, some of those musicians do actually help us out in Fireside, along with a few of them have been some of my high school teachers, which is really cool. So yeah, so I'm looking forward to just being able to be on stage with another group of people and have another experience and memory.
Amazing. That's awesome. Well, I had no idea that that was your first time here. I was thinking that you've done, I was like, she must have done orchestra a lot. You look so seasoned when you sing with Fireside, but all that experience is with Fireside. And that's amazing. That's wonderful. What is that experience of being able to sing with an orchestra, of having that group of musicians behind you? I mean, you have this, you do have this experience having done theater and choir, but for those who are maybe in the audience, could you explain what it's like day of performance and dress rehearsal process? What is that process like? Could you let us in?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's going to look a little different than what a Fireside dress rehearsal and show day might look like. But so far, I mean, I don't actually get to sit down and sing with the symphony until just a few days before. So I've never experienced that. I've always had, like, already we have a show coming up for Fireside and we've been practicing since September, or I should say January, sorry. But, you know, having a shortened time frame of being able to practice alongside other wonderful people is not something I'm used to, but I really look forward to being able to get in there right on Saturday and kind of sit down and collaborate together and have a wonderful show start together. But for a Fireside, I should say, what I'm used to, it is a lot of kind of taking some time to yourself to kind of get yourself in the proper mindset, and as well as just make sure you're in kind of your own safe place, your own ready to go stage moment. And then also just being able to have that time to just relax and enjoy the moment and really just get yourself ready to perform and enjoy your time on that beautiful stage. And because not everybody's granted that, but also to be able to just make sure that you're giving the best performance for your audience members too. So yeah. I'm really looking forward to it, though. It's going to be so much fun.
Exciting. Well, besides the YXC Diva show, what are you working on right now? What can we look forward to from you as an artist?
Well, like I just said, Saskatoon Fireside Singers, we have already started our upcoming spring show. So we're not doing a musical this time around, but something similar to our last performance, where we actually were with singing with the SSO, where we just kind of brought Broadway to Saskatoon and sang a bunch of different pieces. We are choosing to kind of, I guess the show is called It's Showtime, a Spectacular Broadway Concert. So that's May 15th and 16th at TCU Place. Tickets are already on sale, but we've gotten a great start. Our production team has chosen some wonderful musical pieces, Broadway shows specifically, like Annie, Come From Away, Wicked, Jekyll and Hyde, and so many more. So we've been working really hard at that already and getting ourselves ready to share the stage in May as well. So yeah, it'll be fun.
What's one of your favorite numbers that you're preparing?
I would have to say, I mean, I love Come From Away. I've seen it a few times now. Yeah. And you know what? Like, to be able to, like, hear people who I've never really had some really good, meaningful conversations with quite yet, because we are quite tickety-boo with our time frame and rehearsals, and then hearing them put on accents and just to totally explode personality-wise in our choir. It's like, whoa, that person can sing like this, or that person can talk like this. So it's really cool just to kind of see everybody kind of coming out of their own comfort zone. So I would have to say our Come From Away piece has been really enjoyable, just kind of sitting back and observing. And I'm looking forward to singing another solo as well coming up for that performance from The Musical Waitress. So that'll be a really fun one. I have been belting it out at my parents' piano since high school. So I'm looking forward to being able to share that one on TCU stage.
That's awesome. Well, that's great. Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure chatting with you, Madison. We're going to wrap up our chat with a few rapid fire questions. No wrong answers. Just go with your gut.
And love it. Love it.
Can you point to a moment when you knew you wanted to be a musician?
Oh, I was 4 years old in my parents' living room, and I was trying to impersonate Sporty Spice. And I was definitely thinking I was her in that moment. And of course, my lovely grandparents and parents had to sit through that entertainment. But yeah, 4-year-old Maddie was ready to go at that age. So
that's amazing. I love that. What is your Desert Island album?
Anything Ben Platt, but I would have to say specifically his Sing to Me Instead album.
Awesome. Do you have a pre-performance ritual, and what is it?
Well, again, I only know Fireside, but I would say just surrounding myself with all those wonderful people who make me feel secure, comfortable, ready for my performance, but also just a quick little message from my fiance is always a nice little perk. Mm-hmm. And then to top it off, just a good Booster Juice panini always makes me feel great. That has been my own personal little ritual. So yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I was probably in university when I started to develop like my own ritual around performance. And now I'm like, I have like, I eat the same thing the morning of, or like the hour before.
Yep. I am the exact same. Yeah.
Panini. I love that.
A panini from Booster Juice specifically. Yeah.
That's perfect. If you could give one piece of musical advice to a fellow musician out there, what would it be?
Just to continue sharing your passion with the entire world, because you know, you're always going to touch somebody, someone's heart, make someone's day, put a smile on someone's face. So just continue sharing your passion and sharing that with everyone else around you, because music always makes the world a better place.
Well, thanks again for coming on and talking with me.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciated it.
And that is going to do it for this episode of the Loud and Clear podcast. Don't forget to please leave us a rating or written review on your podcasting app of choice. It really helps others to find our show and to help us continue making this for you. I am so enjoying getting to bring you these conversations from the incredible artists from Saskatoon. Saskatoon, again, is my hometown. I live in Ontario, but my heart will always be part of the prairies. And so it's just been wonderful getting to talk with the amazing talent in Saskatoon and to bring you the voices behind the YXE Divas show. So don't forget to tune in next week. If you are subscribed, that new episode will drop right in your podcasting app on Tuesdays. And if you're not subscribed, maybe now is a great time to hit the plus sign or follow on your podcasting app, and you'll be subscribed to hear our next YXE Diva. Thanks so much for tuning in. My name is Olivia Adams. This is Loud and Clear, and you can find me at oamusicstudios.ca or OA Music Studios on social. Bye for now.